and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the Justice Department, Attorney General Merrick Garland thanking DOJ staffers and commended them for their hard work on the January 6th investigation stemming from the Capitol riots.
You brought to justice those who kicked, punched, beat, and tased law enforcement officers who were protecting the Capitol that day. And you pursued accountability for that attack on our democracy wherever it led.
Merrick pushing back on criticism that the DOJ has been weaponized. Israel's prime minister expected to present the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal tomorrow to his government for approval. It's set to be implemented on Sunday. Winds in Southern California easing today, helping fire crews as they battle to contain last week's deadly wildfires. Film and TV director David Lynch has died. He's known for the series Twin Peaks, along with the movie Blue Velvet and Mulholland Drive. David Lynch was 78. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A body believed to be a missing Sun Prairie woman was found on a farm field Tuesday. Sun Prairie police say the body discovered by a Dane County Sheriff's deputy matches the description of 27-year-old Ingrid Isamar Valverde Ponce, who was last seen Saturday and reported missing on Sunday. An autopsy by the Dane County Medical Examiner will determine the identity of the body. A man last known to be with Valverde Ponce was arrested for providing false information during the investigation of her missing persons case. He's being held in Dane County Jail. When you go to vote in the spring election, you'll adhere to Wisconsin's voter ID law. You'll also be voting on the law. Republican lawmakers have passed a measure to add the voter ID law to the ballot. If it passes, it'll be added to the state constitution. Republicans claim it reduces voter fraud. Representative Dave Maxey of New Berlin says, quote, "It helps maintain public confidence in our electoral outcomes, reinforces the principle of one vote, one person," end quote. Experts and advocates say the voter ID law disproportionately affects people of color and those with economic disadvantages because they're less likely to have a state ID. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday over how the Department of Natural Resources can enforce the state's hazardous spill laws when it comes to PFAS. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley says the DNR doesn't have the authority to force cleanups until the legislature decides how much PFAS can be considered hazardous. Liberal Justice Jill Karofsky says the argument from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is misleading because the DNR has the authority to regulate spills whether or not the individual chemical is listed in state statutes. The court's liberal majority may make a ruling on the issue before the spring elections, when Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley will be stepping down.
The Packers GM on Jordan Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference, saying wide receiver Christian Watson has not had surgery yet for his torn ACL. The Packers GM asked if Jordan Love took a step back this year at quarterback.
Obviously, he went through some things this year, battled through some injuries that he, you know, hadn't done that before. Came out the other side of it and was really proud of him, how he went through that. And, you know, he's leading our team exactly how we want him to do it, so I'm excited about it.
And baseball, remembering Bob Uecker. Born in Milwaukee, served in the military, played catcher in the big leagues before calling Brewers games for 53 years. Uecker at his induction into baseball's Hall of Fame.
I signed a very modest $3,000 bonus with the Braves in Milwaukee, which I'm sure a lot of you know. And my old man didn't have that kind of money to put out. But the Braves took it.
Bob Uecker had suffered from lung cancer the past 2 years. He was 90 years old. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
More clouds than sunshine today and mild. High temperatures climb above freezing to the mid-30s. But it's breezy, with winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. They'll switch out of the south by tonight, warming us up tomorrow to highs flirting with 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We have a very big, important meeting. So coming up on the show, a specially curated edition of Matinair on Air. We'll be back with you live on Monday. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air. Weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. You can be a big part, as always. It's more fun when you join us at 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. It's Thursday, jazzed as hell to introduce to you the co-host for the day, our very own Earl Ingram Jr. You can listen to his show on the Civic Media Radio Network Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Earl, welcome to the show, man. Good to be with you.
Likewise, man. It's always good to be with you and Jess.
Yeah, man. Lots and lots to get to and to catch up on with you, my friend Earl. We're going to get into Joe Biden's farewell speech, what he said today, and some additional Donald Trump nominees were giving their testimony, let's call it, to senators today. We'll follow up on some of those as well. And some of the local news. Tony Evers is going to go for round three. We will get there. But I got to start with the breaking news, man. Our very own Bob Uecker has passed away. Mr. Baseball at 90 years old. Almost made it to 91. Hell, Earl, he made it older than you. It was a very sad day today. Obviously, Bob was getting up there, getting old, but never expected. And a lot of great memories for a guy like for Bob Uecker. I mean, a baseball player, a play-by-play, he's a broadcaster. Earl, you know, he's an old radio guy. You know, little made a little further than we did. You know, he was in the movies. He was a comedian. He was on Johnny Carson like 100 times. I mean, there is so much to say about Bob Uecker. And I got to tell you, from my impression, I don't know someone from Wisconsin who's more beloved than Bob Uecker, Earl.
There it goes. Way back. Yeah, way back.
It's up.
It's out of here. Got him. Home run.
Oh, yeah, man. It's so good.
You know, man, Bob Uecker, you know, I'm been around a few days older than Dirk.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember Bob Uecker when he actually played for the Braves.
Wow, man.
You just, you know, just think about that, man. and the thing about Bob Uecker is, you know, I enjoyed him more on Johnny Carson than I did even when he did his own thing. He was a star. He was an A1 comedian. His memory was A number one. His sense of humor was top notch. But his love for baseball was who he was. You know, to get a chance to do something that you love and you could do that for your entire life is what Bob Uecker got a chance to do.
Yeah.
If all of us could spend our lives doing what we love doing, man, can you imagine? he got that chance, and he did it well, and he did it into his 90s.
Yeah.
Man, he was still announcing the Brewer games last year.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And he just stopped doing all of the games 2 years ago. Somebody told him, because he would have still been doing 160 games.
Right, going on the road, doing the whole thing.
Yes, until somebody told him, hey, man, you don't have to do it. You know, cut back. And he started cutting back. And, you know, it's none of us live forever. But he lived well. And he got to live his life. If all of us get to make it to 90, man, yeah. 91 years old, and he was healthy, you know, man, God bless Bob Uecker. And, you know, if he lived his life the way he wanted to live it, man, and he went out on top.
Folks, that is Earl Ingram joining me today as co-host. His show airing here on Civic Media Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m., talking about the passing of Wisconsin's own Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker. You know, one of the things I think was and the beer commercials, you know, you can't. Oh, yeah. He was so self-deprecating. And I think, you know, some people take themselves so seriously these days. I mean, too seriously. And I don't think Bob, I mean, I think he took his play-by-play, you know, that side of him, his profession, his broadcasting. I think he took that pretty seriously. But he played on the self-deprecation and those, you know, the beer commercials. Hey, I must be in the front row. You know, and yeah. it was just some of the greatest things. And of course, the movie Major League, Harry, I forget his last name in the movie. We got
Carey,
the cut.
Harry Carey.
Harry Carey was the actual guy from the Cubs.
Right.
We have the sound of him. Let's just reminisce from Major League. Harry Doyle, I think the name was, in the movie, played by Bob Uecker. Let's play that quick cut, please.
Spawn a juvenile delinquent in the offseason in his Major League debut.
I'm going to light your ass up, meat.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
I mean, just a bit outside. What has become part of our culture, part of our language, Earl? I mean, it's hard to. And again, I wasn't looking for this headliner, you know, thinking about Bob Uecker today. But when I think of the movie, and I think he was in like Mr. Belvedere, like TV in 1985. Oh, yeah. He did like 5 years as on television as well. And I mean, just such a part of our culture. It was really after I saw the headlines of him passing, really thought about it a lot, man. It's hard to think of other folks from Wisconsin who really had such an impact than a guy like Bob Uecker.
You know, man, a lot of people, you know, have lived on this earth, and only a handful of them will be remembered beyond, you know, the time.
Yeah.
Most of us, our families will remember us, but we won't be remembered by the masses of the people. Bob Uecker will be remembered. And so that's the impact.
Yes.
That he had. And I will tell you, just hearing that, man, you can't replace that.
No, one of a kind,
right?
For real, one of a kind.
Yeah.
And being remembered for bringing joy to our lives, man, being remembered for a pro on the job. You know, I mean, I can't think of anything negative. You know, we talk about politics and all these things in the news, and, you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. You know, I can't think of anything cross to say about Bob Uecker, man. Like every interview I've ever seen him do, when I've heard him call the game, I mean, he was just Bob Uecker, man. I don't know what else to say. He was Bob Uecker, and he will be sorely missed.
You know, the thing about him is you didn't know much about his personal life. I never heard anything about whether he was married, whether he had children. He never got into any of that. He kept that private.
Yeah.
He liked to fish and watch baseball. And, you know, if there was, you know, anything else, we certainly didn't know, because during those times they kept that stuff silent. But I'll tell you, his voice and his energy, and he just it when Jess played that clip, man, it took me back.
Yeah.
And that's what it does, right? You'll always remember the tenor. He had his voice, man, was highly, you know, you're not going to find another voice like Euchre.
Mm-hmm. Iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the tenor of his voice, the strength of it. I mean, even into his 90s, his voice, Dominic, still had strength.
It absolutely did. It was, and I noted that in the last few years when after he cut back and was doing the home games here in Milwaukee, I thought to myself, it's hard to imagine this guy's in his late 80s at the time, you know, doing this. I mean, the guy is on top of his game, calling balls and strikes, literally calling balls and strikes, Earl. Go ahead.
And the humor.
Yes.
Balls and strikes weren't just it, man. It was he was lucid.
Yeah.
You know, here we are talking about Joe Biden. And at 82 or whatever he is, you was almost 90 and totally lucid, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to take all those things into consideration when we're talking about that man.
And the storytelling, you know, the guy had a great memory. He'd pull things out, and you know, I appreciate baseball, and I'm not a diehard. I don't know, like Maggie and some of other friends are like super, super, super into it. I know a lot of folks are grieving hard today because Euchre was such a genius at it. And the storytelling, and it's, you know, especially before they sped up the game of baseball. Now it goes at a better clip. But back then, man, when Euchre, it'd be very long times between pitches, you know, and you could pull something out and talk about it. And you just get lost. Just get lost in it. It was just amazing. Now, some of the texters are chiming in. Tom from Jackson says, hey, guys, summertime won't be the same without listening to Bob Euchre. Sue from Franklin, similar thoughts. I knew it was spring when you'd hear him on the radio. Man, I mean, it is a sign of summer when you hear Euchre, when you would hear Euchre on the radio. Bob Euchre passing away today. He was 90 years old. I think he would have made it to... His birthday was on the 26th, so another 10 days, he'd have been 91. A hell of a run for Bob Euchre, Mr. Baseball, a pretty terrible baseball player.
You know? Yeah, he was, man.
But a man who loved the game.
Oh, my God, he certainly did. And the jokes he would tell about, again, the self-deprecating and the humor and the joy that just emanated from him. He's a treasure, and he's Wisconsin's own, man. He was born right here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Well, you know, see if Jess can pick up some of the stuff with him and Johnny Carson.
Something with Carson, yeah, that's good stuff. It was a long time. He was always on Carson. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. We got Earl Ingram joining me today, 855-752-4842. Mike Clemens, Civic Media's sports reporter, is going to join us on the last segment of the day today, the end of the next hour, about 5:50 p.m. You know, Mike's been doing sports a long time. He's going to have some comments on the passing of Mr. Baseball, Bob Euchre. Stick around. I'll get more into the local politics right now. Is Governor Tony Evers going to run again? That'd be three furs. Come back with us, 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Todd Allbush Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the Center, WRCE.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, hanging out with our pal today, Earl Ingram. He's his show, broadcasting right here on Civic Media, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Earl, thank you for doing some extra time with me today. We're going to have more conversations about the late, great Bob Uecker. At the tail end of the show, Mike Clemens, Civic Media sports reporter, going to join us in the final slot of the day at 5:50 Central today. Governor Evers was interviewed by a less worthy radio station asking about whether or not he's going to run again. A quote from Governor Evers. I'm weighing that as we go forward, but until the budget is done and the work is done, probably early summer, I would say that's the time I will be making that announcement. Nothing new today. Don't know. We'll wait and see. Couple, according to the Journal Sentinel, Earl, a few Republicans are starting to line up. The reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck, Lawrence Andrea, saying that, of course, Wisconsin Rep. Tom Tiffany, there's a name. A blast from the past, Tom Tiffany represents a massive northern 7th congressional district. Bill Berrien, a Navy SEAL veteran who owns Pindle Global Precision, seriously looking at runs for governor. Also, Washington County Executive Josh Showman also being floated as a potential contender. All three have begun conversations needed to launch campaigns. We've got three Republicans lining up, a county executive, a businessman, ex-Navy SEAL, and Rep. Tom Tiffany. Earl, number one, Governor Evers, what's your thought? You think you should go take another stab at the apple?
You know, I think Governor Evers is 73 years old, or somewhere around there. And, you know, I love Governor Evers. He's a fighter. He's a guy, man, who... Really, man, you would have never thought that Governor Evers would eventually become the governor. Right. I mean, right?
Yeah.
You know, fragile looking guy. And so now to get two years? We're talking 2 years down the road, man.
For another 4-year term.
Yeah.
For a guy who's 73 years old, just turned 73 in November.
Well, I mean, and I'm not saying it about the age because Donald Trump was 78 and he ran.
Well, but should he?
Now the president, right. You know, but I guess what I'm saying to you is he surprised me. He's stronger than I would have ever thought he would be. meaning Governor Evers. And he's found something, man, that, man, he loves being the governor. Man, who wouldn't want to be the governor? Tommy, there's a guy named Tommy Thompson. I don't know if you remember him.
Oh, yeah.
He got four terms. So it's not inconceivable. As Scott Walker, had he won, he'd still be here.
Oh, God. I know. Yeah, but he didn't, Earl, so we'd have to work. Hey, why do you bring up Scott Walker, man? Trying to get me mad again?
because it's not inconceivable that a governor can get three terms in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, the only other one, as you mentioned, and Walker did try to get his, and he didn't, thankfully, and that's when Evers came in. Thompson's the only other one. He got three, and then he got number four. As well. And I'm with you there, Earl. I mean, I had, you know, no expectations. Tony a little bit from the education. But other than that, really didn't know. I did see some fire in him when we were both at some of the debates that he was.
Right.
He does have some fire. And I think, you know, it's an inside fire. And he's such a folksy. Yep. He's such a folksy guy. And he'll swear. You know, it's not like, you know, it's funny because he seems like
it's not all jazzed as hell.
Right. He'll drop some swears, but he does have that fire inside. And I think ultimately he's been a successful governor. Yes. If you're a Democrat in the state, you are glad that Tony Evers has been the governor for the last couple of terms. I don't think there's any question about it. Now, the other side of that, and we talked a little bit about the Republicans, you know, Tom Tiffany being one of them. You know, what's the bench look like if Tony Evers declines to run? I mean, Earl, is there someone at the top of your head that you just bang, this would be the person running? You know what I mean? I haven't really given it a whole lot of thought, but no one jumps to my mind like immediately. Like this is the person that would be governor, that would run.
So I got invited to 2 weeks ago to the swearing in of the Senate. What an exciting time.
I don't know if I believe the sarcasm there, Earl.
but man, I come on, man. I don't know most of the people anymore. And Governor Evers, you know, I'm not saying that there isn't, you know, I there's a guy that I like right here in the city of Milwaukee, and his name is Chris Larson. And you know, Chris Larson is a young guy who's got a lot of experience, really bright, and knows his way around, you know. So I would not feel, you know, let's say Governor Evers doesn't run, and you know, a guy like Chris Larson, who has courage, intellect, and knowledge of how the system works, I wouldn't feel, you know, as if a guy like Chris Larson, but there's a pecking order, and then politics is involved.
See, that's what I'm saying. Uncle Tony, he just texted in, please, please, someone primary Evers if he decides to run again. All the Republicans have to do is run the clip of him at the DNC going brain dead during the big moment. He looked like Mitch McConnell, for crying out loud. Dems need young blood. Well, and I guess that's some of the politics, right? If you're a loyal Democratic Party member and you're in office or considering, you know, if the governor decides to run, are you going to primary him? Because now you're fighting within. I mean, I'm done. I think I like primaries. I think everyone should primary. It kind of gets the incumbent, you know, gets the wheels turning.
Sharpens,
you know,
them.
Yeah, man, you got to get ready for that. So, Uncle Tony, we shall see. But I do think anything like Kevler Johnson. Milwaukee County Executive as well. I mean, there's folks out there that could potentially, if Evers, well, someone's going to have to. If it's not Evers, then you know, people got to start doing some soul searching and decide. Folks, come back with us. Got Earl Ingram joining us today. Got Jess P.S. on the phone. You folks on the line as well, 855-752-4842.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Senator Howard Markline submitted a public comment to the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration in opposition to its proposed emergency response standard. The proposed emergency response standard would place additional requirements on local fire departments, including increased training hours, annual vehicle operator training mandatory written plans, and more. Fire departments will have to follow and comply with these provisions, regardless of size or location.
I have heard from many of the 60 fire districts in my Senate district. I am very concerned about the proposed OSHA rules as they are. This one-size-fits-all approach does not work for rural Wisconsin. The proposed rule includes about 1,500 mandatory requirements.
OSHA estimates the cost of compliance will be $14,000 per year for small volunteer fire departments. Senator Markline does not have a role in the rulemaking process because OSHA is a federal agency. However, the proposed rule is open for public comment through Friday. The case documented in the Netflix series Making a Murderer may go back in court. Stephen Avery's appeal is on a list of opinions set for release today. Avery, along with his nephew Brandon Dassey, are serving life sentences for the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach. Avery's defense team has filed an appeal to reverse his conviction. Avery has made multiple attempts to appeal his conviction and get a new trial. Brendan Dassey will be able to ask for parole in 2048. Dassey appealed his conviction to the United States Supreme Court. The justices declined to hear his case. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a trip down TV memory lane and were a fan of the show Twin Peaks, this might pique your interest. The murder mystery drama set in the Pacific Northwest will be available on Blu-ray box set. In addition to all the seasons, there will be 27 hours of behind-the-scenes and extra features. The box set doesn't officially drop until February 3rd, but you can currently pre-order it on Amazon for a cool $56. Actors work odd jobs to pay rent before their big break. For actor David Schwimmer, one of the gigs included serving divorce papers after his freshman year in college, thanks to his lawyer mother. The Friends actor and star of the new show Goosebumps told Stephen Colbert he once served singer Rod Stewart with divorce papers. Apparently, Alana Stewart, Rod's wife at the time, no longer wanted his body or thought he was sexy. Goosebumps is available to stream on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sunshine today and mild. High temperatures climb above freezing to the mid-30s. But it's breezy, with winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. They'll switch to out of the south by tonight, warming us up tomorrow to highs flirting with 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 37 degrees at our studios.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Our friend Matt Rothschild will be in the guest hosting chair next time, along with Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers, Wisconsin's Poet Laureate, and Brittany Merlot, talking owls and birds. Join them.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me as co-host today. Check out his show Monday through Friday right here on Civic Media at 8 to 10 a.m. Earl, thank you for joining us. Jess P.S. is on the board. I want to maybe continue this conversation just a little bit longer. Some folks are chiming in. And folks, I'm going to get your opinion. Tony Evers has decided, or has floated it, maybe he'll make that decision whether or not he's going to run for a third term after the budget is done, perhaps early summer. A few named Republicans are starting to get in line. Tom Tiffany among them, a Washington County executive and a businessman as well. I also see from the reporting, perhaps Eric Hovde.
That's what I saw. Here
come on. No, leave the mustache at home.
Is he not sick of being told no by the people of Wisconsin?
Oh, you'd have to come back here.
You'd have to come back
basis.
Here.
Some of the texters from the 608, heard Josh Call was interested in running. What do you think about that? Josh Call, the current attorney general of the state of Wisconsin. Oh, he's younger. He's got some experience. Law and order guy. Earl, what do you think about Josh Call?
Well, you know, I know Josh Call personally. I just had him on Monday. And Josh Call is a good guy. He's a really smart guy, man. You know, he's a guy, man, that I would not hesitate to support.
Yeah,
you know, you're not the attorney general if you're not bright. And
Brad Schimmel was attorney general at one point.
Well, he's an even tempered kind of guy, man. I think he'd be a great guy. He'd be a great.
He'd be a good candidate, good governor. I would concur. Oh, yeah. A couple other here. Another 262 are throwing out Sarah Godlewski. Formerly Treasury, right?
Treasury,
right? Another one here, Uncle Tony throws out Mark Pocan, congressman from Madison. Now, he's a pretty liberal guy. I like Pocan as well. Now, he is in the Madison area, right? So if he were to take a stab at the governor, you can assume you could have a backfill of that congressional seat to be a Democrat, given where he's at. And Josh Call, well, he's the AG. You know, he could, we're not going to lose anything there necessarily. So I don't know. I would like to see if someone like Tom Tiffany, Earl, and Tom Tiffany's, I think, like 67, 68 years old, congressman from northern Wisconsin, mentioned in this journal article about perhaps being one of the Republicans to run against Tony Evers or whoever the Democrats put up for Wisconsin governor next time around. I'd like to see someone younger, man. Earl, I mean, no offense to folks that are in their 60s and 70s, but at some point, or can we pass the baton, in a nice way, you know, not to gracefully exit from the political stage and bring in some folks up. I'd just love to see some younger blood in there. And no knock on Tony or anybody else that might be of age. I'm just thinking to myself, as I look at like some of the senators, Wisconsin state senators here, we got some younger folks, man. I mean, certainly younger than Tom Tiffany, and someone like Tom Tiffany. And then these folks are going to be hardcore mega, Earl. These are going to be, when they get up there in 2 years, this will be 2 years into Trump's term. These are going to be hardcore mega folks. And I think we really would be nice to see a nice age contrast as well as a philosophical and political contrast as well.
I don't disagree with you. And that's where a guy like Josh Call would fit in perfectly in a situation like that.
Yeah.
As a septuagenarian or whatever it is, that's a kind term. But I've said this on more than one occasion. You know, it's not my generation's world anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we have to understand that. And
but to Earl, I mean, you have some self-realization about that. I appreciate that reflection, that observation. I think absolutely, man. It's hell. I'm 53. It's barely mine. I mean, we're coming to peak right now. My age right now, basically,
right.
Of our the pinnacle of what our power will ultimately be. But I don't get that kind of grace that you're saying there, Earl, from a lot of the politicians, man. It seems like these folks just stay around too long.
Well, so Dominic, listen, any politrickster understands this much. That's why they're engaged in politics. They may initially not want to be what they wind up becoming, but can you imagine working on a job? Well, it's not a job, but you do your own thing, man. Who watches you? You're not hitting the time clock. Nobody's saying, if you don't show up for things, nobody's saying, hey, Dominic didn't show up. Not the voters. The voters don't know anything that you do. But you know, hey, you're sitting in a room. Some guy comes in, call a lobbyist, and your best, you know, man, you really don't want to do wrong, right?
Right.
And so you really, hey, I'm elected by the people. I want to do. I support the people, and that works for a year, 2 years. You look around you, and the people around you are starting to drive Bentleys.
Oh, come on. There's nobody in the Capitol buying Bentleys, man.
Hey, maybe not Bentleys, okay. But listen, what they are doing, what they do know,
yeah,
is the longer I sit here, the more power I garner.
Mm-hmm.
And they're young. Some of them are young enough that what else are they going to do, man? They've been doing this for a long time, man. Fame, fortune, wine, women, and so on. Maybe.
Well, then they get done, decide they're not going to run again, or they continue to run and they, you know, finally lose. The constituents look for some new blood. And then they go to the other side of the desk and become a lobbyist on the other side, man.
That's my point. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I, since you brought that up, I said Tony, he was a guy that I really like and respect. But, you know, yeah, man, 70, 75, you know, I mean, man, that's.
Yeah, I mean, that's a commitment for a guy that age as well. I mean, knowing that he could, and hopefully doesn't, but when you're at that age, and any age, that you could, but you're more likely to die in office on the job. And do you want to spend the remainder of your, you know, years, you know, dealing with Robin Voss and the Republicans?
So people are probably saying, hey, Earl, you're 70. How long are you going to hang around?
Come on, man. Euchre was 90, man. He kept talking on the mic. Man. You can do that.
It's different.
It's totally Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That is Earl Ingram. Yeah, we got Jess P.S. on the board as well. A couple other of the texters chiming in, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. One of the 608, Allie, says, hey, what about Joe Parisi? Yeah, man, Joe, he stepped down from, what, Dane County Executive? He could be, and he's been around a long time. He's been in Madison, obviously, a Dane County Executive for a long time. Joe's been on the show many times. Joe's a capable guy. He was an executive. There's another guy that could potentially step in there as well. What do you think about Joe Parisi, Earl?
Not a bad guy, man. Yeah. Not a bad guy at all, but you know, since you started bringing it up, you know, I'm fixated on Josh Call.
Yeah, Josh Call.
You know, that Josh Call is probably in his 50s. You know, young man. And has been, you know, the attorney general for, you know, this is his third term.
Josh Call, 43 years old, man.
Oh, wow, yeah. Man. 43.
Uh-huh. Born
so
February.
So that's a guy.
Born February 1981. 81, man. He's born in the, he's a child of the 80s.
You know what? As the old folk used to say, I've got shoes older than yeah. He is.
I literally wore a t-shirt the other day that's about as old as Josh Call. My Iron Maiden t-shirt, man.
Still got little holes in it. So old.
That's for my workout belt, you know? Uh-huh. Come on.
Uh-huh. Your weight belt.
My weight belt. That's a heavy weight. Yeah, so now that, you know, as we throw some of these names out there, yeah, certainly there are some capable folks that could do it. I don't know. Now we throw some of these names out. I again can't appreciate Evers and everything he did, and he's won, man. He's a winner. You cannot deny that. Is it time in 2 years? Is he going to give, if he declines to run for a third term, is he going to give enough time for someone else to come out and get their ducks in a row early? I mean, we saw what happened with Joe Biden. You know, he backed out way too late.
4 months. There's a difference between 2 years and 4 months.
You know, man, when you're 70 years old, there's always the risk of health.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deficiencies. Mm-hmm. And so you're talking 2 years from now. Right?
Yeah.
And Governor Evers has, as far as we know, hasn't had a lot of health issues. He did prior to running for governor. But thankfully he hasn't shown any of those problems. So, you know, he didn't say yes, right?
No, he he's gonna put that decision off until perhaps after the budget early summer. Pardon me. Let's see. Someone chimed in here from the, let's see where it is. Again, you can join the text line 855-752-4842. Ronnie from Horicon, did someone mention Sarah Rodriguez? Sarah, the current lieutenant governor. No, but she's a lieutenant governor. But we saw how the last lieutenant governor tried to make a run for senator. That didn't work out. But Sarah Rodriguez is in the room. She's also younger, and she's in Madison right now. She's got capabilities as well, a smart person. Who else we got? Wes from Middleton chimes in. I live in Madison, was born in Milwaukee, and also considered home. That said, we got to run someone not from Madison or Milwaukee. We need a relative outsider. And then Wes chimes in. We could run Tom Barrett for a 15th time now that he's back from Luxembourg. No. I mean, I like Tom, but come on, man.
You know what, though, Dominic? It does make you pause and wonder and say, you know, is it time for a woman governor?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're at a point now where, you know, this would have been inconceivable. But there are women governors. For heaven's sakes, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yes. Yeah.
In Alabama. But I mean, is it time for a woman, right?
Always. It's always time for a woman, man, especially when a woman's not been in that role yet. We could certainly use that perspective. I think like a Democratic leader, Democratic senator from the state of Wisconsin, Dianne Hasselbein, also a talented person, is kind of going down. Calder Royes, LaTanya Johnson, some folks have been around for a while. Melissa Agar, now she's running for Dane County executive, so she's not going to be a state senator anymore. Let's see, from the 608, not Josh. Oh, someone says, not Josh. He let the people down when he did not investigate the fake electors. I will not vote for him again. And that sentiment was also repeated by someone else who texted in talking about the lack of prosecution for guys like Senator Ron Johnson, who, you know, was trying to overthrow the government, yada, yada, yada. You know, that could be a headwind, although Josh Call has leveled some prosecutions against some of those attorneys. Not necessarily, unfortunately, not the fake electors themselves, but for those Trump attorneys that were involved, and that is an ongoing case.
Well, you know, it's easy to say those things. How many of those cases have really been won nationally by attorney generals? You know, it's a difficult thing, man. We're dealing with Trumpkins, man.
And folks that wanted to see more prosecutions and perhaps quicker. But at the end of the day, as the 608 says, not Josh. Well, if it is Josh, and it's Josh against Tom Tiffany, what are you doing? See, that's what it comes down to. No, I don't want Josh. Or I could not vote or vote for Tom Tiffany. All of a sudden, next thing you know, you're pulling the lever for Josh Call. Folks, come back with us, 855-752-4842. Want to talk a little bit about Medicaid.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Native American voters prevailed in federal court against the state of North Dakota, protecting the ability to elect the candidate of their choice. January 13th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a redistricting case we covered back in May 2024, affirming a North Dakota Federal Appeals Court decision. The appeals court had dismissed a state house district challenge by two non-native residents who claimed their rights were infringed. The case dates back to 2021 when the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara nations, also known as the MHA nation, negotiated with the state to protect native voting power under the 1965 Voting Rights Act, Section 2. After an agreement, state GOP officials later shamefully reversed positions in 2022, embracing a new GOP tactic which argues such majority-minority districts are a violation of the Equal Protection Clause under the U.S. Constitution. The same argument has been made in Robinson v. Calais over Louisiana's now two majority-minority districts. The MHA Nation decision protects North Dakota State House District 4A and three other districts. Great news for Native voters. But the Louisiana case is expected to be heard in the High Court in early 2025, and the conservative justices seem to have made it their mission to dismantle the VRA. We have links to the history of the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
News from the Center, WRCE.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining us today. Got Jess on the board. You folks on the lines, 855-752-4842. All right. Well, let's take them. We got Mike Clemens. I thought we were going to do it later, but we got him on the line right now. Let's do it. Let's jump into it. We'll put off the Medicaid conversation for the next hour. Mike Clemens, sports reporter for Civic Media Radio. Appreciate you calling in, Mike. Welcome back. A sad day today, but a great day of reflection and memory of Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball, passing away. Welcome, Mike. What are your thoughts?
Hey, Dom. I'm actually in the middle of a Zoom call with Mark Antanasio and his family. They're out in California, and they're talking about the fact that there was only a very tight circle in the Brewers organization that was aware that Bob Uecker had been dealing with something called small cell lung cancer since 2023.
Wow.
We did know about some heart surgery he had years ago. Hmm. I remember also that, you know, he recently lost a daughter. I can't remember if that was ALS or something, so that was tough.
Yeah.
But he had battled pancreatic cancer and gotten through that. Pretty amazing. And
yeah, because pancreatic cancer is like the death now, man. I mean, if you get that, you come back from that, that's pretty amazing.
That's what Mark said. So he said just a few minutes ago, and it's still in progress right here, is that there were days last year where Uecker was going in for radiation and then go into the ballpark and calling a game.
Wow. I mean, just the dedication. You know, we talked about the self-deprecating humor and, you know, in the Hollywood and doing the, you know, Johnny Carson, and he had the Mr. Belvedere show back in 85. He was on television. But he really, you know, he loved calling the games, man. And to my impression, it's going to be sad this summer, or, you know, this spring when we start playing baseball, and that voice is going to be missing from the air, Mike.
Yeah, and Jeff Levering and those guys do a great job of calling games, but there's no Bob Uecker, man. There isn't. And Vince Scully was a great storyteller and knew baseball backwards and forwards and, you know, did the games for 60 years and had a wonderful way of sort of writing the script every day. But Bob Uecker is one of the funniest guys ever, where even comedians like Norm MacDonald wanted to hang with the guy because he was just so darn funny. And he was really funny, you know, in person when he could just sort of be himself and let the words fly. And I'll, you know, there's a friend of mine who is on the Brewers staff and in the press box every single day. And of course, you know, Bob was getting older in the last couple of years. And so, you know, you're there in the restroom there off the press box and there's Bob and he sees them. They're kind of struggling. And so, you know, he doesn't want to embarrass him, but then he says, hey, you know, Bob, can I help you? Cause he's like struggling to get into one of the stalls or something. And Bob turns to him and says, yeah, sure. Hey, you want to hold it?
I mean, and that, the humor and the self-deprecating humor. I think, I think of the beer commercials. You know, he was always the first guy to take a shot at himself.
He was, and that was his whole act, and it started with, you know, he's this baseball player for 6 years in the majors with the Braves, and the Cardinals, and the Phillies. Then 1964, he's with the Cardinals when they won a World Series. Yeah. But you know, you get into the. And he said that he was a career 200 hitter. And he said, yeah, I had 3 or 4 RBI last year. He said, you know, he said, these guys that hit 330, you know, and hit 40 home runs, you know, they got nothing to look forward to the next year. How do you top that?
Right.
I could always say I left some room to improve. So he's getting toward the ends of his baseball career. He started getting on the circuit as sort of a keynote speaker, wasn't sure what he's going to do after baseball. And he's at this banquet and speaks. And one of the people at the banquet was Herb, Al Hurt, the great New Orleans trumpet player.
Oh yeah.
Had a song called Cotton Candy. He played in the first Super Bowl and he played on TV, Al Hurt. And Al went to him after he'd done his, you know, his stand up for about 10 minutes at this banquet and said, I'm telling you, I'm going to call some friends at the Tonight Show, and I'm going to get you on with Johnny Carson. And a couple of weeks later, the Carson Show called him, and they booked him, and they put him on. And he did that. He did that act where he called himself, you know, Mr. Baseball, and he talked about how bad his career was. And then the crowd would laugh at him, and he would deadpan. He'd look like he was insulted,
yeah.
Right? And that's what made it even funnier. And so after he did a couple segments and Carson saw the guy just killed when he left, he leaned over to Ed McMahon and said, did that guy actually play baseball? And I said, yeah, he was actually a baseball player. And that launched the career. Over 100 hits with Carson, then Mr. Belvedere, and then Major League, you know, just a bit outside.
So good. We played the cut earlier. What a career, what a life, and seemingly pretty private. You know, some of the stories, as I read the news today, I wasn't entirely aware of some of those things. And I don't know. I can't think of a bad thing to say about Bob Uecker, at least what we knew, what we saw, and the impact the guy had on baseball, certainly the state of Wisconsin. I mean, I don't know anybody. You know, we talk politics on the show here, Mike. I don't know anybody that would have anything to say bad about Bob. Mike Clemens, Civic Media sports reporter. You only got like 45 seconds left, but I got to ask you. My mighty Lions playing the Commanders. Lions are favored by 9.5. Mike, what's your call?
I don't do predict. I mean, the Bears just beat the Packers. You want me to make predictions? I mean,
yeah.
Come on. But I think the Lions are an amazing team, and the Lions beat the Packers the last team. Those teams, two teams met up by signing 4 guys off the street because they had so many injuries, and they still whooped the Packers. So, I mean, Dan Campbell and his staff have really got something going on.
Mike Clemens, if I heard you right, I think you're rooting for the Lions. Thank you, buddy, for making time for us today. Appreciate you. Folks, come back with us, 855-752-4842. Joe Biden's farewell speech coming up next.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the new people. Plus, Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street.
I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal is set to go into effect Sunday. Phase one includes the release of 33 hostages. The prime minister is expected to present the framework to the Israeli Security Council tomorrow, but he's facing some opposition. ABC's Tom Sufi Burich is in Tel Aviv.
A section of society doesn't want this deal at all. They are the backers of the likes of Itamar Ben-Gvir, the security minister, who says he will resign from the government if the deal is approved by the cabinet tomorrow, as we expect it will. It won't pull down the government, his resignation, because we expect other members of the Israeli opposition to come in to shore up the government to make sure that the ceasefire deal can go through.
A DOD farewell ceremony today. President Biden thanking military members for their service. It comes ahead of Monday's inauguration of President-elect Trump. Winds have eased in Southern California but could return next week. Fire crews are gaining ground on the deadly wildfires. This is ABC News.
You can always